I would like to move on now to the next speaker, who also has a personal history in the case of the Cuban Five, from a different angle, of course. I'm speaking of Livio Di Celmo, whose brother Fabio was killed by a terrorist bomb in Havana in 1997. So please welcome Livio Di Celmo.
Good evening, everyone, and thank you for being here. Thank you, Leonard, thank you, Gloria, and thank you, Elizabeth, for your testimony. I'm here today in Toronto to bring my testimony on what happened to my brother. Words cannot describe what I went through and what my family went through when my brother died. I can only tell you that it's still vivid in my mind the moment I saw him on the obituary table. Not one drop of blood was left in his body once the bomb exploded and hit him in the throat. 10 years have passed, and my family is still waiting justice. Like the family relatives of the Cubana airliners, 3 years have passed, and they're still waiting for justice. 9 years, our five heroes are in jail, and we are all here fighting for their release. But time is not something I'm afraid of. Neither is the arrogance of the United States. Actually, the more arrogant they are, I find the more solidarity there is with the people. So, it is very important that we meet in Toronto today and tomorrow as well to find new ways to break the silence. From my part, I have some suggestions of a few things that I would like to see to bring justice to what's going on. One is I would like to see the Canadian government and the Italian government, because my brother was also an Italian citizen, list in their terrorist list to include the Cuban-American groups operating from Miami. The second issue that I would like to discuss, and I think can very much increase the knowledge about the Cuban Five, is the September 11 victims of a family association. It is my understanding that the victims of Posada Carriles and Orlando Bosch and all the other mafiosi in Miami do not have an association. I think it would be very much helpful if some legal assistance can be provided to the families of the victims of terrorism against Cuba and form an association and start putting pressure on the United States government that this can no longer be sustained, that the people in the world no longer accept this double standard. So these are the two main issues that I would like to see implemented, and I think that they have a big chance of exposing the truth about the Five. Once again, I applaud everybody for being here today and all the solidarity groups that 10 years ago were not so present as they are today. I've seen an evolution in solidarity with Cuba that blew my mind totally. And I'm very proud to be part of this solidarity group. There are committees to free the Five under my brother's name in Montreal and in Italy as well. And I'm very proud of it. Had my brother been alive, he would be with us tonight. Thank you very much. Volveran.